Hallelujah. Can you lift up those hands and give it to Jesus? Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Glory, glory to God. Amen. You may be seated in His presence. Praise God forevermore. I want to thank you, sir, for having me here. It's a pleasure. It's a honor. It's not taken for granted at all. Thank you very much. And I salute the pastors in the house and the leaders. It's a pleasure to be before you this evening. Thank you also. I believe that you are in agreement with the set man of the house to have me here. Thank you, sir. Let's dive right into the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We are at your feet. We are before you. Have your way amongst us. Let your name and your name alone be glorified. Sweet Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Let all the excellency that will come forth be all of you and none of mine, as I trust you to speak a word in season for somebody's benefit and somebody's profiting. In the name of Jesus, we'll give you all the glory and praise for all that shall be said and done in this house. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen.
Amen.
All right, you're already gone. I was going to say that. Okay. I didn't forget you. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Praise God forevermore. Okay, let's open our Bibles to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, and then we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 11. John and chapter 9. I'm going to read from verse 1. Just to verse 5. Or let's take it from verse 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Someone say manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. I take this in this dimension. This is what manifests. This was laid upon my spirit, the direction to go with this. And that is that whenever the works of God is revealed in a man, God is being made manifest. Jesus said here, he said, when they asked him, what caused this? Who caused this? Is it this man? Is this his parents? What made him to be born blind? I wonder why they asked if this man, because the man was born blind. So did he sin from his mother's womb? Anyhow, Jesus said, it's neither of what you're talking about, but that the glory of God might be made manifest in his life, this has happened. Is everything that happens, any negative thing, any work of the enemy is an opportunity for God to be made manifest. It's an opportunity for the glory of God to be made manifest. It's an opportunity for the hand of God to be made manifest. whatever the enemy does, whatever the enemy is doing, is not supposed to be the final stop in our life. It's not supposed to be the final chapter of our life. It is not over until God is made manifest in our lives, until his works are made manifest in us. And that's why we should not stop, you know, when things happen and say, oh, what is this? No, understand that whenever the enemy comes in, the Bible says the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. And we need to be able to enable the Spirit of God to raise a standard against the enemy. And when that standard is raised against the enemy and the enemy is put to flight, God has been made manifest. When God is made manifest in your life, you are manifested. So whatever be the circumstance or situation in our lives that look as if it's the enemy at work, it's an opportunity. Tell your neighbor, it's an opportunity for manifestation. It's an opportunity for your light to be seen. It's an opportunity for the grace of God upon you to be made manifest. It's an opportunity. All right? And that is why we must not, you know, be turn coward whenever anything negative happens in our life and try to run and hide or begin to put our hands on our head and say, oh, what is this now? What has happened to me now? No, 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 child of God. Anytime the enemy shows up, anytime the enemy shows up, it's just like one little girl said, when the devil comes and knocks on my door, I'll ask Jesus to go and answer the door. Anytime the enemy shows up in your life, it's not for you to be afraid. It's not for you to, you know, begin to wonder, what have I done wrong now? What is it that has happened? What is it that has happened? No, 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 child of God. Understand that it's an opportunity for God to be made manifest in your life. It's an opportunity for the glory of God to be seen over you. It's an opportunity. We must begin to see things like that, that so that, you know, listen, whatever happens to you, Bible tells us God is able to make all things. How many things? All things work together for your good. That is the bad, the good, and the ugly. He can make the bad, the good, and the ugly, everything work out together for your good. Not just some things. That is why in Isaiah chapter 54, it says, even the man that is fashioning the arrow, he said, I made him. And I'm looking at him while he's fashioning the arrow. So, if he made him and he's looking at him while he's fashioning the arrow, and he's still watching him while he shot the arrow at you, child of God, you better understand, because he knows that he has put in you enough things to cause that arrow, not to cause a damage, not to cause an injury. It may come and hit you, but it will not cause a damage. Because when you know what to do, then it will cause all things. Not some things. All things. Someone say all things. And I come to let somebody know, whatever it is that is happening in you right now, happening around you right now, that doesn't seem to be palatable, it will work for your good. Amen. Somebody say, it's working for me already. It's working. It's working for you already. Are you understand what I'm saying? It's already working for you. Amen. And so, this is what I want you to understand about this. So when God walks in your life, it's also that he might manifest you, show you off. Let me take some definition. The word manifest means to make openly known. To make openly known. To appear. To make evident or certain. By showing or displaying, to make visible. Let me say that again. The word manifest means to make openly known, to make to appear, to make evident. I want you to underline that word. us to make certain by showing or by displaying. And lastly, to make visible. So that tells me that before something is made manifest, it is not visible. Before something is made manifest, it is not obvious, so to speak, for you to see. It is not visible. It is not obvious. It is not apparent, because the word manifest is to make appear. So if it is when it is made manifest that it is made to appear, that means that before then it was not apparent. Are you following me? So we find in scripture there is a medium by which we make things that are not visible visible. There is a way that which we make things that are not, you know, apparent, we make them to appear. We find in scripture a system, a medium, to take things that are not obvious to man's eyes, to make them obvious. There is a system in scripture. So if you will, go with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews and chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to read from verse 1 through to 3. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you remember one of the definitions of manifest is what? To make evident. To make evident. So it tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And in verse 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now watch this now. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, things that we see that are apparent were not made of things that are apparent. Rather, things that were not seen. So out of the things that were not seen, we made things that we see. So faith becomes a system or a medium by which things that are not seen, things that are not obvious, things that are hitherto hidden, we can bring them out of the hidden, out of the hidden place, out of the, you know, whatever veil, and bring them into manifestation. We can make them to appear. My assignment tonight, maybe it will split into tomorrow night, is to bring a teaching on faith. Because we live in a world where we need to bring the realities of heaven down to earth. We live in a time, we live in a world where, you know, whatever the enemy is doing is not what God is doing. And what God is doing is still there in spite of what the enemy is doing. And we must understand that what the enemy is doing does not in any way cancel out what God is doing. And we must be able to bring to bear upon the earth what God is doing, irrespective of what the enemy is saying and what the enemy is doing in our lives. That what the enemy is doing does not in any way cancel out what God has done and what it means for you and me to walk in and experience in this time. And when we make manifest what God has done, we will manifest the glory of God. When we make manifest what God has done, we'll make manifest His glory in our lives. And when His glory is seen upon us, that's what Jesus said. He said, I am here so that I may make manifest the glory of God upon this earth. What was that glory? That he might see. Let me tell you, when you are sick and you are healed, the glory of God is seen. When you are in lack and you are supplied, the glory of God has been made manifest. When the enemy is stirring up trouble at your place of work, and at the end of the day, rather than you being demoted and being sent out of that place, you are promoted. The glory of God is manifest. When it looks as if there things are topsy-upsy with your marriage, and people thought that everything is going to go kapoof, but at the end of the day, your marriage becomes stronger and more bonded and more together. The glory of God has been made manifest. What am I trying to do with you tonight? In this, I want to bring it home to where you are at. Manifestation is not something that is up there. Manifestation is where you live. And the matters and the things that matter to your living. That's what it is. And when we manifest in those places, God's glory is seen over us. So I want to teach from my book, and I don't usually do that, but I got specific instruction from God to do that. I want to teach from my book ABCD of Bible faith. What I call the ABCDE of Bible faith. What can take you from the point of no manifestation to manifesting whatever it is that you want in God to manifest in your life. Be it healing in your body. Be it the supply of finances when you have need of it. Be it your turning around the situation in your office. Whatever it is that you can walk this through and bring to bear. What God's mind and God's will and God's desire for you. Hallelujah. Notice what he said here. Through faith we understand. Let me give you one more scripture. Romans chapter 4. I want to show you something. And then I'm going to this. Romans chapter 4 and verse 16. Romans chapter 4 and verse 16. Romans 4 and 16. Okay, it's up there quickly. It's not too clear for me. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Watch this now. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure. To how many? To all the seed. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Let me read it to you from the Amplified Classic. The Amplified Classic says, Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith, in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and heirs of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. What is he saying here? He's saying that faith is a leveler. That if in this age of grace that we are going to receive from God, God says you have to come by way of faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that inheriting the promise might be sure to all the seed. Somebody say all the seed. So let me begin. If you are going to have manifestation, the ABCD of faith, A, I'm starting with the letter A, is a word for agree. Someone say agree. Agreeing with God's word. You cannot have God manifests for you without you agreeing with his word. For God to manifest for you, you have to agree. Someone say agree.
Agree.
Job chapter 22 and verse 21. And I'm reading, going to read the Amplified straight away for that. If you can give me the Amplified. Job 22 verse 21. It says this, acquaint now yourself with him. Agree with God and show yourself to be conformed to his will. And what? Be at peace. By that thou shalt prosper and great good shall come to you. Agree with God. Show yourself to be in conformity to his will. For you, for God to manifest for you, you must agree with his word. What am I to agree? That whatever God says about you is what is. Not your feelings. Not what the economy is saying. Whatever God says about you is what is. Whether you feel like it or don't feel like it. Whether you look like it or don't look like it. Let me say four things quickly that you have to agree with. Number one, you must agree with what God says about himself. You must agree with what God says about himself. What does God say about himself? Number one, he's a good God. You should not have any doubt about the goodness of God. The scripture says, Psalm 73 verse 1, truly God is good to Israel and to all them that fear him. You must agree with God that he's a good God. Some are not sure about the goodness of God. They were not sure what to ascribe to God. You must know what to ascribe to God. You must also know this about God, that he's not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. If he has said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, he what? He will make it good. That's who God is. Number three thing you must agree with God about. Am I too fast for you? He said, I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I do not what? I do not change. Look, the end result of him not changing. Let me show you Malachi 3:6. Look at the end result of him not changing. He says, so that the sons of Jacob are not consumed. In other words, I remain the same for your sake. I remain the same for your sake. He said, I am the Lord, I change not, so that you sons of Jacob, what? Are not consumed. In other words, I remain the same for your sake. So I agree with what God says about himself. There are more things I could see on that, but I need to move on. All right? If you are going to see God manifest for you, manifest his will for you, you must agree with what God said about himself. Listen, one thing that you cannot afford to be in doubt over is about the goodness of God. Jesus said it clearly. He says, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come. In other words, our functions are clear. Our purposes are clear. What I am for is different from what he is for. What the devil is for is what different from what I am for. He is a thief. He is a murderer. He is a liar. I am a giver. He is a taker. The thief comes not but to steal, is taken. But to kill, is taken. And to destroy, is taken. He said, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. I come to give and give and give. Those things are clear. Don't mistake the two. Don't mix it up. Even if you don't understand what I don't mix it up. God is the giver, the devil is a taker. Agree with God on what he has said about himself. Amen? Amen? Never mix that up. If you want to see God manifest for you, never mix that up. Secondly, agree with what God says about you. Whatever God says about you is what is. Your natural circumstances has no bearing on it. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. He said, you are precious in my sight. You are like the apple of my eye. He said, you have been accepted in the beloved. Are you listening to me? You might be an orphan, but you are precious in his sight. They might have tagged you an illegitimate child, but there's no legitimate child, only legitimate parents. Are you listening to me? But circumstance might have, situation might have said you are an illegitimate, but God says you are precious in my eyes. He says that before you formed your mother's womb, I knew you. You are the apple of my eyes. You have been accepted in the beloved. Agree with what God said about you. He says you are a new creation in Christ. Just old things are passed away. And all things are what? Have become new. That's what he has said about you. It doesn't matter your past. He said, I put them in the sea of forgetfulness. Agree with what God said about you. Thirdly, agree with what God said about your circumstance. What does it say about your circumstance? Well, number one, you know, he said this in John chapter 16 and verse 3. Listen to what it says. I said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you. And I've conquered it for you. I'm reading Amplified Classic. He said, I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have overcome it. I have conquered it for you. That's what God said about your circumstance. So whatever, that's why whatever comes to you is defeated already. Whatever. Somebody say whatever. Whatever comes to you is defeated already. That's the mandate of, that's the verdict of God on it. And because it is defeated already, that's when I know that, then I can manifest the will of God concerning that situation. If I see it as something that has been defeated already, child of God, it has no bearing anymore. He said, I have deprived it of power to harm. That's why I said, the arrow may still come, but it will not injure you. It will not damage you. It will not do harm to you. It will fall at your feet, and it will be as though it was not shot at all. This is how we manifest. We manifest the glory of God. We manifest the beauty and the power of God, because when storms hit us, it does not leave us the same way it leaves the world. When you read Mark chapter 4, the Bible says concerning Jesus, this is digression. The Bible says concerning Jesus, when the storm hit, and the disciple came to him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Bible says he came out and stood on the helms of the boat and said, peace be still. And then they looked at him. What manner of man is this? Who spoke to a storm? I mean, that's how we manifest. We manifest when the same things that will swallow them up, we float with it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The same thing that makes people go under, we ride it like a chariot to glory. Hallelujah. That's how we manifest. Tell me, but that's how we manifest. Yeah, that's how we manifest. We don't manifest by carrying Bible around. We don't manifest by getting to the office and locking ourselves and just praying instead of doing our work. No, that's not how we manifest. We don't manifest by just speaking in tongues all over the place. That's not how we manifest. We don't manifest by any outward things. No, child of God. We manifest when the things that swallow them up and kill them, we stand on it and we put our foot on it and say, glory to God. The same circumstances that swallow them up will ride it to glory. The same thing that diminish them and lessens them, it raises up. And rather than us going under, we get promoted. That's how we manifest. Tell you, that's how we manifest. That's how we manifest. That's how we manifest. Are you listening?
That's how we manifest. Tell somebody again, that's how we manifest. When you cry like they are crying, you are not manifesting. When you are that's how we manifest. Are you listening to me? That's how we manifest. Agree with God what you have said concerning your circumstances. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Someone say, no weapon. What does no weapon mean? No weapon. Amen. They can be formed from your village, no weapon. They can be formed under the waters, no weapon. They can be formed in the sky, no weapon. It doesn't matter where they are from, no. Someone said that's how we manifest. So agree with God concerning your circumstances. What he has said over your circumstance. And listen to me. God has said things over your circumstance before the circumstance arose. Are you listening? Before the circumstances arose, he has said what he's going to say. So you either agree with him or you agree with your circumstance. What will you agree with? Number four, now move on from here. Wherever we stop, we stop. All right? We'll continue tomorrow. Agree that what God said concerning the devil is also true. So agree with God on what he has said concerning the devil. What has he said concerning the devil? Look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15. Seal Amplified Classic. Colossians 2 and verse 15. Look at what he said here. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it. I want to say something to you. Secret. The devil was publicly defeated. The devil was publicly defeated. His defeat was not in secret. Openly defeated. So don't let him try to pull wool over your eyes. He's a defeated foe. And like what minister said in our conference I've just concluded, he said, in natural football matches, you might have a return match. Or especially you can have a two-legged match. You play home, you play away. So you can defeat somebody at your home, and he can defeat you at his own home. But the battle between Jesus and the devil, there's no return match. There's only one match. And it was even played on the turfs of the devil. Jesus was away. The devil was at home. Amen. It was a way match for Jesus. Because he was fought in the territory of the devil. But still in his territory was defeated. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A public defeat. The devil
has been defeated and he is still defeated. Satan is a defeated foe. He has been stripped of all his powers. That is why the Bible says, you see, if he has not been defeated, you cannot resist him. We don't have what it takes to resist him. But because he has been defeated, that's why you can resist him. Because he's coming from the outside to you. A thief that is outside your gate, you can still shut your gate on him. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor he's been defeated. You need to know that you know that you know that the devil has been defeated. And if he has been defeated, all this noise he's making is smoke. Amen. In fact, I was just telling them in church recently, just recently, I was studying out John chapter 10, verse 10. And where the Bible says that the enemy comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The word for steal there, the word for steal in the Greek means to raise up a smoke. And I said, what has that got to do with stealing? You see, when you don't see well, that's where you can be stolen from. So he raises up a smoke and covers up your eyes, and then you makes you to think that what is showing to you is real. Remember when the disciples were afraid and Jesus was coming to them on the waters, what did they say he was? A ghost. When you are afraid, you call something what it is not. Say it's a ghost, it's a ghost. Number one, he was coming in the midst of a storm. So the winds and everything that was blowing around him. Number two, they were afraid. So they were not seeing clearly. So at first they said, it's a ghost. That's what Peter said, if it be you, if it's not your ghost I'm seeing, bid me come unto thee on the water. And then Jesus said what? Come. So all the noise the devil makes, let me tell you something. The symptoms on your body is smoke. Amen. Some say, but I'm feeling it. I know you're feeling it. Let me tell you something. The devil, Jesus revealed him to us. When Peter, in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus told them he was going to the cross, and Peter now said, you are not going to the cross. He said, get thee behind me, O Satan. Now watch what he said. Excuse me. Let me show it to you in Matthew 16. This will help somebody. Matthew 16. See something here. Oh, Jesus. Matthew chapter 16. Now watch this now. Let's come down to verse, look at this. Verse 22 or 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Now watch this. Look at what Jesus said. This is very revealing. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Now was Peter Satan? No. He's talking about what is influencing him. Are you with me? But listen to what he now says about Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. Now watch this. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. The only way Satan can come at you is to make things that are familiar to men to happen with you. That is why you must feel that symptom in your body. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because if you don't feel that symptom in your body, you will not know anything is there. That is what savorous, the things that be savorous with men, that's what is familiar with. It cannot bring the things of the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why even when people say they are attacking you, and you say, you have just come down to the level where you'll be defeated. You didn't hear what I said. You have just come down to the level where you'll be defeated. Because that is the way of men. That when you do me, I do you. God no go vex. God will vex. Because that's not how you have trained you up. For our warfare is not carnal. Now, no. So, see, he said, when he says that sever not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. What does he say? You sever us only what? Carnal things. Let me read it from a more contemporary version for you so that you appreciate it. And I will close with that. But I believe somebody will be helped by this. You understand, you don't come down to the level of men in doing things. You stay at the level of God. That's where he has put. We sit in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. From that place we look at things. It's from that place we address things. It's from that place we face issues of life. We don't face issues of life standing with men. No, child of God. We face issues of coming up to where we are put, and we approach from the web of the that's our victories. Listen to what he says here. It's contemporary English version. Listen to what he says. Jesus turned to Peter and said, Satan, get away from me. You are in my way because you think like everyone else and not like God. You think like men ordinarily think. He says, that's the way. Listen to me. Satan has not been given to think like God. And the only way he knows how to get men is to think like men. To make men think like a befallen person. And once he can make you think like that, he's got you. But if you can raise yourself up out of that, you know, feeling, out of that mode, if place he wants to feel like, and be ruled by being body ruled, if you bring yourself out of that and put yourself where God has put you, Satan has no answer for that. He has no answer for it. So I'm saying to you, agree with what God said concerning himself, concerning yourself, concerning your circumstance, and concerning it with the devil. And we live from that level. You will manifest. Amen. And the world will see. Amen. The glory of God upon your life. Stand to your feet. One prayer you will pray and I get down. Lift your hands to heaven. Say, Heavenly Father, today I ask you, open my eyes to see where you put me so that I can face life from that level and not come down to the way everyone does, but to operate life from your perspective. And in the name of Jesus, I agree with you. I agree with what you said. I agree with your word.
I agree what you said about yourself. I agree what you said about me. I agree what you said about my circumstance. And I agree what you said about the devil. Therefore, from this time forth, I declare, by faith in you, I will manifest. I will manifest. I will manifest. And your glory shall be seen upon. Can you pray? A catapult.
Manifest by agreeing with God with what he says about himself, by agreeing with God with what he says about you. We agree with God with what he says about your circumstances. We agree with God with what he says about the devil. And God has said the devil is under the soles of your feet. You are a victor. You are a winner. You are a conqueror. You have defeated. Believe in what he says about it. I wish God's servant could continue. You want to wanna be there? I will go and beg him after. Because it is A, B, C, D. The book. He has not even finished it. What are we going to do? And there is the book is here, sir, right? How much is the book? 1,005. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to buy a few copies and sell it to you at 2,000 naira. I'm doing business. Please bring the book. Bring. Why did you give it to that brother? You will give me that. No. You will give me that 500. Give it to people. 500. No, later, but it's not for me. Okay, take your own for 1,500. Take your own for 1,500. I'm saying it before the man of God. It's 2,000, and I'm the one that will chop the 500 on top. This is how we manifest. Oh, this is that I told you. This is the way we manifest. Oh, what a night. What a world. No, choir, Ika, we only need to get an anchor. Me, rent, don't know one way. One cobo. Ika. A, B, C, D, E. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God's servant's wife wrote a book, Chronicles of a Pastor's Wife. This one is for my wife. There are copies. Uh-huh. I want mommy tell you about it. Say, "Yahweh, pastor, Elora, you can gift it to your pastor's wife, or keep it for yourself. You don't know what God will say tomorrow. And you got to resist. Those of you who knew where God is talking, you are resisting. Just read it for reading's sake. Just read it. And with me and Renny, you are resisting. God is saying, hey, but I say, well, your husband will be about to say, oh no, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. Buy it. Well, you can buy it for your wife or your fiance or your fiancee. Damola? O de le rao, o ye kora, etira. Enyo, enyimelo. Pero, have you bought this one? Which one is that one? What, ABC, Rylena? It's the Chronicle of a Pastor's Wife. Doctor, are you running? He's only singing. You are going to preach. I have said it. God has told me he has called you. So, if you did not hear God's call, I'm calling you on behalf of God. Choir, that we should get one pastor from your jurisdiction. Are you middle to what? You don't agree? You want to move Tayo, man, no one seeing you. It's your wife I'm waiting for. Or you want to go back to the inaugural office? This is how. Thank you so very much, sir. We are. I am sure that. We are wonderful people joining this service. I'm sure those who are not around are like, oh my God, what a word. What did I just miss tonight? Yeah, don't worry. There were a lot of people now joining online. But I cannot but appreciate the wonderful sons and daughters who are also making our time in spite of the tight schedule outside of the country who are joining. Adenike from Canada, Sister Ariwodola Adeola, all the way from United Kingdom, joining tonight. We praise God for your life. And also my dear Bukola Oshuntade from Canada, and I'm sure also, despite their tight schedule, Momo, Tumo, Nkotimo, Sonye, Ole, Ma, Ye, Emilo, Ye. All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we are coming again, and God's servant will continue the word.